Welcome to the Dose of Courage podcast. I'm your host, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. I'm here to encourage, challenge, and equip you to become bolder, more confident, and courageous enough to be who God has called you to be, do what God has called you to do, and take possession of everything God said you could have. Courage Crusaders, let's go. This episode is brought to you by The Courage Circle. The Courage Circle is a 20-week discipleship program for women who want a more intimate relationship with God and a better understanding of His Word so that they can apply biblical wisdom to their day-to-day life and become bolder, more confident, and courageous in the process. If you're ready to get serious about growing your faith, enroll today at www.thecouragecircle.com. Be sure to use code DOC25 to save 25% on enrollment. All right, what's up, you guys? I am so excited that y'all are back here with me. Episode 33. What's up to all the people who've been rocking with me for a minute? Thank you so much for showing up each week, for continuing to share and shout me out on social media. I love it. The girl feels so loved. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome, friend. Have a seat. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on all this goodness every single week. Now listen. This episode, this topic, it was not easy. Like, I did not want to share this message. I sit down and I think about the things that I'm going to share with you guys, have a conversation with the Lord. And this message, I outlined it and I was like, yeah, but I don't want that one. I don't want that message. And so then I tried again. Sometimes I'll just throw the paper away and I'm like, okay, let me see. Let me do this again. But it's the same message. And even this morning, as I got ready and I'm thinking about, okay, am I really going to deliver that message or can I pick something else? This is the same message. So, you know, the Lord just wouldn't let me change it. So here we are. And the reason I didn't want to deliver this message is because honestly, it seems kind of soft. It seems like a soft, it seems very soft to me, right? My flesh. In my flesh, it seems like a soft message, right? But the truth is, it's a soft message on the surface. But honest to God, I didn't want to deliver this message because it's a hard pill to swallow. And so the title for today is Let Forgiveness Be Your Default. And that seems like a very soft message to let forgiveness be my default. Especially in light of everything that's going on in the world and all the things that we go through and all the things that we deal with and all the people that come against us just like day to day. It is very difficult to say, oh, I'm going to let forgiveness be my default, right? And before we kind of get into that, I want to set a couple things up here first. First of all, let me be clear. Forgiveness is not healing. Saying that I forgive somebody does not mean that I have healed. Doesn't mean that you don't experience pain. Doesn't mean that you are giving them a free pass. It doesn't mean that you're condoning what they've done. And it is absolutely not a situation where we're going to be negating consequences. I can forgive you and still call the police because you robbed me, right? I can forgive you and still decide that I'm not going to leave you alone in my home because you had a party when I wasn't here, right? I can forgive you. It doesn't mean that there aren't going to be any consequences, right? But forgiveness is really the first step of healing. It's a decision to let go of negative thoughts towards someone else. And at the end of the day, people of faith, it's required by God. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 25, the NIV version reads, "And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sin. Amen. We know that the wages of sin is death. And so without my sins being forgiven, my final destination is hell. And if you're not a believer, then, you know, hey, then that particular rule, you may not ascribe to it. But for those of us who are believers, this is what the word says, right? And there's no qualifier there. It says, if you hold anything. So that part right there kind of gives us an insight into what forgiveness is. It is holding something against someone. I don't know how I never saw that before. It is holding something against someone. If you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. So if you are holding something against someone else, let it go. Right? Let it go. It doesn't mean that you're healed. It doesn't mean that they still get access to you. It doesn't mean it was okay. But I want to be in right standing with God. I want my sins to be forgiven because we all fall short. And so I'm going to forgive. But in addition to that, let me not say but, and in addition to that, I want you to set forgiveness as your default for like so many other reasons. One, the first thing, like if you have been following me, if you know anything about me, if you've worked with me, my clients know this, I'm all about the solution. I'm all about the outcome. So the decisions that we make and the strategies that we use, anything that we're doing, if you work with me as a client, if you're listening to my podcast, like whatever, I'm talking about a solution. I'm not talking about like right and wrong, because I start from a place of faith, right? So the Lord is my compass. The Lord sets the standards for what's right and wrong. I mean, outside of dealing with those things, I'm very solutions focused. So it's like, what is it you want? What are the steps that we need to take in order to get you there? I don't really need to talk to you so much about how you got here or why you feel the way you feel. Okay, let's take into consideration how you feel. And I want to know how you got here so that we can come up with a solution, not so that we can bash whoever did it to you or like whatever. I don't have time for that because I'm thinking about solutions. And so that being said, because that's how I was created, because I was created this way where the outcome is what I'm looking for, that's really how I design and just move through this world. Yeah, but what do you want? Oh, okay, well, if you want that, then you have to do this. So do you want it or you don't want it? And so the thing is, we who are courage crusaders, right, we're declaring war on fear and doubt. If you're listening to this podcast, and I believe that you are chasing a purpose, whether it is for entrepreneurship or peace and joy and love in your home or just in your body, whatever it is, like you have some type of goal, some type of life. You want to live this abundant life, right? And that requires courage as a lifestyle. And so this podcast is to help you get a dose of courage. You can go out and be and do and take possession of everything God called you to. You understand that? And so if you want that end thing, whatever it is, understanding that setting forgiveness as your default, one, because it puts you in right standing with God, right? But another thing is because it immediately frees you to move on. If I'm holding something against you, I cannot move on from what you've done. If I'm holding something against myself, I cannot move on from what I've done to somebody else or what I've done to myself. I cannot move on. Whether that means I need to heal and I need to get therapy, maybe I need to get in recovery, maybe I don't know what I need, but I cannot move on from what you did, from the thing that has happened to me until I have let go of what I'm holding against somebody. That frees you to move on. It allows you to heal. It allows you to learn. It allows you to change. It gives you the freedom to do that. You know that power principle number two is that forgiveness is freedom. The minute that I let go, like I'm no longer holding you, holding something against you, I can now start the healing process. I can now start learning about what my triggers are or what were the red flags that I missed or what are some boundaries that I need to put up. I can start changing my behavior, changing my thought patterns, but I can't do that if I'm still holding something. The minute that you forgive somebody, it immediately frees you to move on. It allows you to get to the solution, right? I'm going through the healing process, not because I want to go through the healing process. I'm going through the healing process because I want to be healed, right? I'm losing weight, not so much because I want to lose weight. I'm losing weight because I want to be to the state of like health, or I want to look a certain way or whatever. It's because you have a solution that you're trying to get to. And so when you set forgiveness as your default, it allows you to get the solution even faster, because it allows you to move on immediately. And it won't allow for small things to be a distraction for you. Because I'm not even talking about big things, right? I'm talking about all things. If you hold anything against anyone, that's big and small. And so many of us are getting caught up not by traumas, big T's, or even traumas, little T. We're being caught up by offenses. We're offended by something. And so we can't forgive somebody because something they said or they did offended us. That's a small thing. Okay, let me just speak. I'm not trying to minimize your feeling, how you felt about it, how it made you feel, how it made you look. But for the most part, I would say probably 80% of the things that are holding us back are just things like it's an effect. It's not always an attack. Yes, you still need to forgive immediately for an attack. I am not excluding attacks or trauma from them. I am not, because the Bible does not. And so that I can't. I don't have nothing to say that is in contradiction to the word. So that's just what it is, right? But I'd say probably, and I'm just making this number up, I'm telling you, this is what I feel in my spirit. Probably like 80% of what we deal with for 80% of the people in the world is going to be offensive, not an attack. But you also have to forgive attack. But if we set forgiveness as our default, that means no matter who the offender, no matter what the offense, I've already decided to forgive. Right? Now these small offenses, they're no longer a distraction. Why? Because you have purpose. And the resentment and the pain and the bitterness will slow down and hinder your progress towards that purpose. It's like, imagine that you're chasing something. I started saying recently that I'm chasing my purpose like a lion chases a gazelle. I wasn't really chasing it before. I was kind of in a parade walk with it. I was kind of, you know, following behind it. I had a light jog, but I was chasing it. Imagine trying to chase your purpose, but you're weighed down with every offense, with every trauma, big T, little T trauma, with everything somebody said, everything somebody did. You're carrying all that weight and you're trying to chase your purpose. Can you still pursue your purpose? Certainly. Is it going to hinder your progress? Obviously. And so this is the thing. I didn't want to share this, but because it seems so soft to just, let me just be, listen. When I say that my compass is Christ, what I'm saying to you is that the standard by which I measure my own behaviors and actions, I measure my own behaviors and actions according to what the Word of God said, right? Now, the way I grew up, the way society is, the type of person that I am, there are lots of things that I could get away with, that I could even be justified in doing according to the world's standard. But that's not my compass. It doesn't mean that I don't have some type of internal struggle. I am the chief courage crusader, declaring war on fear and doubt, because it is something that I battle. It's not because I'm fearless. I talk about being bold and more confident and courageous, and I say it's a lifestyle because this is my lifestyle. This is how I get up every day. This is how I push through. I still struggle with anxiety. It's still a battle. I'm winning. Let's be clear. I'm winning. But it's not that I don't have any moments where I'm never concerned about what people think, which I know is how it seems. But I never told y'all that. I never said that to anybody, that I never care about what people think. A lot of times, if what you're saying, if I feel like I'm right in this thing, and I'm certain, then I don't care what people, because I'm right and I'm certain. But when it comes to how I will be perceived, right? If I continue to forgive a person, if I forgive people who have done horrible things, then I look weak, and I don't want to look weak. But my reason for not wanting to look weak is because I don't want people to try me, because I feel like I don't want to be clapping back at people, or I want peace and joy in my life. I don't want to clap back at people. I want to retire that, you know, part of me. I want to retire that. And so I want to avoid these things. And so I don't want to let people off the hook. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to, because when we hurt, we lash out. That's the truth. At least let me speak for myself. Let me not speak for y'all. When I'm hurt, I lash out. And so in order, in an effort to protect against that, I'm not always so quick to forgive. And I'm retired, but I used to be the queen of holding grudges. And maybe this message is just God revealing to me that I still have so much work to do in this area. You know, and I didn't want to share this, but it's impossible to have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ as a follower of Christ, okay? As a woman who spends time in the Word, I have a word of wisdom. It's impossible to have the mind of Christ, word of wisdom, and still operate like the world and have the same standard. It's impossible for me to do that. It's not easy to say I'm going to set forgiveness as my default. I don't expect for it to be an easy thing for you to do, because it feels like people are getting over on you, and it feels like that means that you're going to be a rug. It's not what it means. It means that I'm not going to hold anything against you. I'm going to put up a fence to protect me, but I'm not going to hold anything against you. I'm going to go ahead and get healed from what you did. I'm going to go ahead and learn. I'm going to change up the game. I'm going to change my mindset or whatever. But it's the thing that we have to do. And so I know it's not easy. One of the things that makes it so difficult to operate in this is, honestly, you know, as people of God, we often say that we have the mind of Christ, but we're not in his word. And so if you feel like this is too much for you to take, like, I love you, Courage. I've been listening to this podcast. I will not be setting forgiveness as my default. I don't even know that I can. You don't understand, Courage, what they did to me. You don't understand how bad I've messed up. Like, if that's you right now, I want to invite you to join the Courage Circle, so that as a woman of faith, you can grow closer to God through the study of his word. Because it's in that closeness that we're able to do things that our flesh is too weak to do. Right? If you are spending time in the word of God, you know, you enroll in this program so that you can learn how to apply the wisdom that you find there to your day-to-day life. Because when your steps and words are ordered in the word of God, you'll have a boldness, confidence, and courage to be the forgiving person God is calling you to be, to forgive like he's calling you to forgive, and to take the freedom and the forgiveness for yourself that comes with it. So I want you to go to the website, thecouragecircle.com, www.thecouragecircle.com. I want you to go today, and you can use the discount code DOC25, right? So think dose of courage, DOC25, to save 25% and get started on a journey that's going to allow you to have a more intimate relationship with God, so that when you hear what the standard is, you're not resistant and you lean into allowing the power of God to do that thing. And that comes through applying the word of God to your day-to-day life. Listen, I hope that this has blessed y'all. I love y'all. And I also hope that this has challenged you as well. And if it's challenged and blessed you, I want you to share it. I want you to share it with your friends, with your homegirls, with your cousins, people you love, people you like, people you need to forgive, right? I want you to share this with everybody. Until next time, I want you guys to be strong and very courageous. Love y'all.